Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has issued a message to Hajj pilgrims saying that day by day, the Zionist regime has moved closer to implosion and annihilation. In a statement read out by his representative in the Hajj pilgrimage, Ayatollah Khamenei added that Hajj is a manifestation of unity and harmony and the focal point of brotherhood and mutual help. Stressing on the enmity of the imperialist and Zionist front, the leader warned that there are policies of division between Muslims have intensified. He added that instigating terrorist Takfiri groups in the countries of the region is among their, quote, aberrant policies. Now joining us from the plains of Arafat is Mahmoud Reza Daryabari to tell us a bit more about the proceedings there. He joins us on the line, unfortunately. So, Mahmoud, tell us a bit more about what's taking place at your end. Of course, Arafat is an important stop during the Hajj rites where people pray for forgiveness, and it's millions of Muslims who converge on the plains of Arafat. And we did hear, of course, a message of the leader of the Islamic Revolution as well being read out.
The message today is a very special day, not for Hajj pilgrims here on the streets of Arafat, but also for all Muslims around the world. This is a key part of the Hajj pilgrims.
Well, unfortunately, we're having some audio difficulties there with Mahmoud Reza Daryabari. We'll try and get him back on for you if possible. Of course, he is speaking from a crowd of millions there. Let's cross over to Ibrahim Mousavi. He's a political commentator and he joins us via Skype from Beirut. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Mousavi. Now, before I get into the comments made by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, I want to stress on, of course, the socio-political aspect of Hajj, about how important it is for the Muslim Ummah to get together in this one place and unite.
Absolutely. This is a very important station, a yearly station, annual station in the life of the Muslims all over the world, where they can congregate together and group together in order to discuss their own problems and their own futures, their own fears and their own hopes as well. So when we talk about the Islamic Ummah, we talk about the Muslims converting from all over the world to come into this heavenly, into this divine conference that has been orchestrated, that has been designated by Allah himself, all praise be to him. Allah Almighty wanted the Muslims to come and to his Kaaba in order to discuss the situation of the Islamic world and the situation of the world as a whole, in order to deal with the mundane and divine issues of the Muslims, so they can get together united in the face of all of the conspiracies, and they can unite and look after each other and care for each other, because it is something that has been said by the Hadith that this who does not care for the Muslims is not a Muslim. Also, it is a message for all humanity. When you see all the people there confessing their sins and their vices to Allah the Almighty, so he could repent on them, he could like bestow his mercy upon them. So it is a very important conference, it is a very important repentance, it's a very important experience for oneself and for the Ummah as a whole, because one would go and beg Allah for the mercy as a one single human being, and he could also ask Allah to bestow his mercy upon the Ummah as a whole. And on the physical world, on this world, the materialistic world, he should be taking care also of the affairs of the other Muslims so they could overcome all the problems that they suffer.
Okay, Mr. Mousavi, stay with us. I'm being told our correspondent, Mahmoud Reza Daryabari, is back on the line with us from Arafat. Mahmoud, last time we spoke to you, the ceremony of the disavowal of disbelievers was taking place. I understand the famous supplication of Arafat will get underway shortly if it hasn't already begun. Tell us a bit more.
Yes, sir. As you mentioned, Tony, today is a very special day, not just for Hajj pilgrims here in Arafat, but also for all Muslims around the world. Today, actually, Hajj pilgrims are spending the day on the plains of Arafat as a key part of the Hajj ritual. We have to spend the time here from noon until the sunset. Actually, this stage has already begun, and you can see some very spectacular scenes here. Millions of Muslims, all in the same, despite their differences, are sitting here, standing, and are just praying and contemplating. And right now, that I'm talking to you, the special supplication ceremony is actually held here by the presence of Iranian children. Thousands of them have gathered here to recite our supplication.
Okay, that's Mahmoud Reza Daryabari reporting from the plains of Arafat. The pilgrims will stay in the plains of Arafat till sunset, and then they will make their way to Muzdalifah. Now, Mr. Mousawi, as we were talking to you, we also spoke of the comments made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, and he highlighted how important it is to understand the threats that the Muslim Ummah is facing right now from the imperialist powers, as he termed it, and of course the Zionist regime. And it was an interesting point he made, that not only are they attacking from the outside, but it's also discord and civil strife they try to create from within.
Absolutely, this is very important. Actually, Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, has always been pointed into the importance of the Islamic unity, has always highlighted the importance of the Muslims to be aware of what's really happening. Awareness is the key word that we should always remember as Muslims, as activists in this world, to understand the depth of the conspiracies of the enemies. And now there is a very important thing that he alluded to. He talked about that instead of everything that we see around us about Israel and its attacks against the Muslims, its aggressions, and even the imperialistic trend of the United States of America supporting this entity of Israel, it is going to implode from within. It's going to annihilate soon. So it's more than any time in the past. And we know very well about very important empires that have prevailed for certain times and then they perished out of a sudden. Yes, of course, the decay is there from within, but it falls and it collapses sometimes as a sudden thing to happen. This is a fate that he portended to Israel. And I believe when he talks about the discourse, when he talks about the divisions that are taking place within the Muslims, it's again a sign that the enemies have grown weaker and weaker, and they can't do anything to the Muslims but to sow the seeds of discord and make them divide and fight against each other. Yes, this is a sign of weakness among the Muslim Ummah and about the Muslims, but still, this is also another sign that the enemies cannot do anything by themselves. They have tried every opportunity. They have invaded, they have destroyed, they have occupied. Still, they are not safe. They are not in a position to feel guaranteed that they can continue their invasion or their occupation. That's why they go into these kinds of conspiracies, to draw the Muslims against each other or to make kind of civil wars and divisions among Muslims.
Okay, well, let's leave it there for now. That was political commentator Ibrahim Mousawi joining us from studios in Beirut. Mr. Mousawi, as always, it's a pleasure to have you with us here on Press TV.